Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Would like to do some traveling, have some questions about some of the things that are important as you get to the airport, spend time at the airport, you travel, and you get stuck. In fact, because there's a large uptick in the number of people traveling this year by air for the holidays. So we have Pauline Frommer here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide, to discuss and help you with some of the elements that are part of the traveling experience coming up next year on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do your young children fight with each other? Well, stop trying to referee and let's fix the problem. Here's the developmental science of it. Recently, a mom asked me how to stop her children from fighting. I asked, do they hurt each other? She said, no. Then I said, so why do you think you got to referee every fight? Well, she thought that being a good parent required her to intervene and stop every brother-sister rivalry. I suggested she tell them to take it outside.
It's a family affair.
What's the cheap psychological trick? It really doesn't matter who starts the fight as long as the children work it out. When they take their bickering outside, children learn all by themselves how to settle their bickerings, and that's a valuable life lesson. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Pauline Frommer is here, an award-winning writer. She and her father, Arthur, have been traveling and writing about travel, famous people around the world. Frommers.com, the website, Frommer's Travel Guide, an important thing for you to check out. The focus on the Middle East and Europe and travel in general has people a little jittery. The essence of what you do when you're at the airport is something that a lot of the people stew. They say, well, okay, my flight's late. Why? Yeah, because they don't understand travel particularly. Most of the people who travel don't travel as much as you do. I do become a little, not unglued, but I become unhappy when around people who don't know what to make of certain things that are part of the traveling routine, right? The number of people that are traveling.
Yeah, and you know, that's going to happen much more often over the holiday period because you have so many people who have never been through a security line before or haven't for a couple of years. And so they're wearing massive belt buckles and they don't need know they have to take off their shoes. So for the holiday season in particular, they're expecting record numbers, 25.3 million people flying, especially on November 25th, 29th, and 30th. Those are going to be the ugliest days.
Wednesday,
so you want to give yourself
Monday.
Extra time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what
give yourself extra time at the airport.
What are you seeing or experiencing because of what's happened in the last week or so to the so-called enhanced security measures at the airport? Will this slow people down? Is this something that's part of the new experience, or will we even notice that there's a change?
I think if you're flying over the holidays, you're going to notice that it's more crowded and more difficult to get through. In terms of the enhanced security procedures, luckily, right before this happened, the TSA made some changes to how they were dealing with flyers who have those pre-scan, the pre-check folks.
Right.
They're expanding that program. There are a lot more people in it.
Yeah.
And so that was just luck. That they didn't see this coming down the road. So they're putting in enhanced security procedures, but because they're dealing with a large group of travelers who've been pre-checked in a better way, I think the impact of that isn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, I find myself, most of the time I'm in TSA pre-check, and it is much easier. I'm a big complainer about the TSA. I think they're horribly run and nonsensical, bunch of nincompoops, most of them.
Well, they're mostly underfunded, too. It's hard to get good people when you don't give them any money.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get people of a high education when you pay that little.
No. And
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right, it is. It's a conundrum here. And whether we need as much security, the general rule of thumb when people, the old story about the grandmother who is harassed by some TSA agent or some young person that you know isn't a part of anything, it becomes more annoying than anything else. So you'd like to think that they could make it better, and let's keep our fingers crossed for that. All right, so
absolutely.
Check out the advice you get at Frommers.com, and if you're interested in some of the places to go to visit next year, they've listed them in the Frommers Travel Guide, great places to go, the top 20 places to go in 2016. Pauline Frommer on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.